Allazi. Now, whether this is also another naat, you will say this is also a naat, because we are now describing about the book. But Allazi is a ismu mausul. Yeah, no, kitab. It will say, you will say it for the kitab. You will say for Allazi. Okay, but ismu mausula. What will follow? Silatul mausul. Remember? We haven't done it, but inshallah we will keep on doing and you will get stronger and stronger. Kana fi ghurfati. Kana is the verb. And then fi ghurfati. How many words are there? Fi ghurfati.
Three.
Three harf jar. Ghurfati ism majrur. Wa huwa mudaf. And ya mutakallim. Mudaf ilayhi. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Okay. I think here I have to explain you a little bit, brother. Are you with me? I had explained to you before. Do you remember, brothers and sisters? Complete verb and incomplete verb. Have we done any incomplete verb so far? Incomplete verb we have done so far? What was that? Laisa. Laisa, remember? Laisa has ism and Laisa has a khabar. It is incomplete. Okay? Now, when you say, Jalasa, he sat, there is a complete sense in it. When you say, Akala, he ate. Right. But if you say, Kana, what is the meaning of Kana? He was. You are still waiting for something. It means this verb itself is not complete. When you use this word, there is no complete sense. Something else has to be added. Another predicate has to come to complete the sense from the sentence. Are you with me? So, kana is an incomplete verb. Okay? And then, all the incomplete verbs, brother, they do not have file. What have they? Ism. We learned in Laisa, but I think it has escaped your mind. All the incomplete verbs will have ism. And if they have ism, they will have khabar. And if there is a khabar, remember khabar is of five kinds. Inna and anna are particles. Kana is a verb. So we should not confuse that. Kana is a verb. Inna is a particle. So inna also has ism. Because inna, what does inna... What does inna do, brother and sister? It emphasizes, but it changes mubtada into ism. And the same thing will happen here. It will also change mubtada into ism kana. But kana is a verb. When you use kana, then you have jumla failure. When you use inna, you still have jumla ismiya. This thing has to be kept in mind. When you use inna, it is jumla ismiya. But when you use kana, then it is jumla failure. Okay, brothers and sisters. So kana, okay, it's an incomplete word, brothers and sisters. Kana, what is the root of kana? Ka waw noon. It is kavana. What is the kavana? We are going to learn more in detail. But kana is madi. What is the mudariya? Yakunu. What is it? Yakunu. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now, this is a weak verb because in the middle there is a waw which change into aleph. Okay? So the conjugation will not be normal. Will not be normal. We can only go up to 5. Ready, brother and sister? Kana, kana, kanu, kanat, kanata. But then it changes. Okay? We will wait till we get there. If we come across another verb, I will tell you. Mudhari'a is easy, but again it's tricky. We will leave it till we do all of them together, inshallah. Or if we come across, later on we'll do it, brother. So kana, no, what is the speciality of kana? That kana will have ism, in other words, every naqis verb will have ism. And then it will have khabar. Okay, brothers and sisters? So here is the speciality of kana. Kana will have ism marfu. What is it? Ism marfu. You want to write down shortly, brother? Kana is opposite of inna. Are you with me? Okay, tell me inna. What is the speciality of inna? Ism mansub and khabar marfu. Make it opposite now. Kana ism will be marfu and khabar mansub. That's all. The same thing with laisa. Because laisa is a sister of kana. Are you with me? So here I give you example. Kana Muhammadun. Muhammadun. Taliban. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Kana Muhammadun Taliban. What is the answer? What is the translation? Muhammad was a student. Muhammad was a student. So where is Ismu Kana? Muhammadun. Where is Khabar Kana? Taliban. Taliban. You got to keep that in mind. Kanat. Aminatu. What will I say now? Talibatan. Talibatan. Now this is not explained by Dr. Abdurrahim now. It comes later on. But there is no harm in studying a little bit. Not too much. Yes, sister, sir? Yes, yes, yes. In other words, Sister Afza, all naqis verbs will have ism, marfu, and khabar, mansub. Kala? Kala is not naqis. Kala is not deficient. You are confusing yourself. When I say naqis, it can have two meanings. Naqis in the sense of incomplete. Are you with me? When I say naqis, it is opposite to tamun. And if I say sound, salim, means sound, healthy, and then opposite of sound and healthy, I say naqis. Here it means weak. Are you with me? So do not confuse yourself. Okay? We are going to learn in detail. Inshallah, you will not be confused. Don't try to go any further than this. It will not help us. When we come to the river, we will figure out how to cross it. Right now the river is far, so we should not worry about it. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now, kana ism is marfu. Sahih? And khabar can be of five kinds. If the khabar is one word, then it will be mansoor. Or it can be jar majur shubu jumla. Are you with me? Jar majur shubu jumla. Or it can be zarf. Or it can be jumla failure.
In that case, it will change?
No, it will still be considered as a khabar kaana. It is mansoor. Jar majur is jar majur. Jumla failure is jumla failure. But they will be treated as a khabar mansoor. Kaana. We are going to learn all these things in detail. And you will love them, inshallah. Okay, brother and sister. Kaana. Where is the ismu kaana? Where is the ismu kaana? Mustatir. Here. I'm talking about kaana. Kaana fi ghurfati. Where is ismu kaana? Mustatir takdiruhu huwa. Okay. And where is the khabar kaana? Fi ghurfati. Jar majur shubu jumla khabar. Fine. Now, okay. See, there are so many different concepts coming in this lesson. Okay. Let me explain this also, brother. So that when it comes, inshallah, you'll have something to fall to. Okay. We are only talking about antum. What are we talking about? Antum. Okay. So, Ra'aytum. Where is the verb? Ra'ay. Where is the fa'il? Tum. Right now we are considering tum. But actually it is only two. And meem has other definition. But for the sake of simplicity, at the moment we say tum is fa'il. And then when we go further in detail, then even we will break down tum into two things. Tu and meem. Later on. Tum is the fa'il. If I say Araitum al-kitaba, what is the translation? Did you see the book? So here there is a sukoon, brother. Araitum al-kitaba. Now I want to join them. So what will I say? Araitumul kitab. Because there is a sukoon here. So when you have raitum with a proper noun and al, then you will only give dhamma. Are you with me? But when you have raitum with a pronoun coming as a mafulun bihi, here the noun came, proper noun with definite noun came with mafulun bihi. Okay. If it was only a noun with tanween, for example, what will you say? Araitum Muhammadan, then there is no need for dhamma or meem. Are you with me? How will you pronounce? Araitum. How will you say? Araitum. Are you with me? Araitum Muhammadan. Then there is no need for Dhamma. Okay. But if you say Araitum al-kitaba, then you will say Araitumul kitaba. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to put who there? What do I want to put there? As a mafulun bihi. Now what will happen? Arai? Now you will have to have here a wow, extra wow. Only in antum. And then if you have wow here, you will give dama. So what you will say now? Araitumuhu. Araitumuhu. Raitum, then a proper noun came with al, and I put only dhamma. But if I have a pronoun coming as a mafulun bihi with raitum, then I will change it into a Ra'aytu. Now this is what will happen. Are you with me? Then you will add wow. Ra'aytumu. Now this is extra. And then you will say, who? Got the idea? I ask you a question. When does this happen? Only in antum. So it is not difficult. Now when you read antum in the Quran or in our books, you will see if the damir is coming as a mafulun bihi, then you will see dhamma and waw. Look at the line, brothers and sisters. Aina al-kitabu dhul ghilaf al-ahmar alladhi kana fi ghurfati araytumuhu. Do you see? Araytumuhu. Why there is a waw? Because mafulun bihi is a damir. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? This thing has to be understood. And this is the way it is to be written. Brother, if I say, araitumuhu, can you now analyze it? What is a? Harfu istifham. Okay. Particle of interrogation. Where is the verb? Ra'ai. Where is the verb? Ra'ai. Where is the file? Tumu. For simplicity, we say tumu. And then what is this waw? Is extra. Waw is extra. And then where is our mafulun bihi? Hu. Got the idea? Rai tumu hu. Rai tumu. You will have to now remember this. Okay? And there are exercises that will be doing it. But I explained you, it will be explained further inshallah later on. You got a beautiful explanation in your key also.
The question, araitumuhu.
Yes.
Is that related to anything?
Of course. It is related. Whether the question is related. Okay, here is the sentence. Aina al-kitabu dhul ghilaf al-ahmar alladhi kana fi ghurfati. Where is the book with red cover which was in my room, which was in my room? Did you see it? It is related. What is araitumuhu? Where is the who going to? To the book. It is related. Tum tum. All he's asking his sons. It is understood. No, there is a group of, he has all his children in front of him. Araitumu, when you say tum, it means more than two. It can be 10, 20, anything. Are you with me? So he's asking his children. Araitumuhu, did you see it? What is the Yusuf saying? Ana. Ahastu. Who? Ana ahastuhu. What is ahaza? He took. Huh? Can we quickly conjugate ahaza? Ready? Ahaza, ahaza, ahazu, ahazat, ahazata, ahazna. Ahasta, ahastuma, ahastum, ahasti, ahastuma, ahastunna. Ahastu, ahazna. Ana, ahastu, hu. How many words are there? Ahaz, tu, hu. Fi'l, fa'il, maf'ulun bihi. What is ana? Mubtada. Where is the khabar? Jumla fi'liya. Akhastuhu. Al-barihata. What is al-barihata? Yesterday. This is zarfu zaman. Al-barihata is a zarfu zaman. Yesterday. Wa, brothers and sisters, and kara'atu, kara'tu, fi'l, fa'il. Where is mafulun bihi? Nisfa. Wa huwa mudaf. And who? Mudaf ilayhi. Got the idea, brother? Nisfa hu, how many words are there? Two. Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. So nisfa, it is mudaf. First it is mafulun bihi, then it is mudaf, and then mudaf ilayhi. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. And then the father is saying, وَأَيْنَ الْمَجَلَّةَ. The father is saying, أَيْنَ الْمَجَلَّةُ. أَيْنَ الْمَجَلَّةُ الَّتِي كَانَتْ تَحْتَ ذَاكَ الْكِتَابِ. Okay, brothers and sisters. So, الَّتِي, brothers and sisters, is also coming as a naat. For, but it is small, al-ismul mausula. So we will have a sillatul mausul. Where is our sillatul mausul? No, kanat tahtal. This is all sillatul mausul. Where is the magazine which was under that book? Okay, brothers and sisters. That is analyzed. Kanat. What is kanat? What is, where is the verb? Kana. Kana is your fi'lu nakis. And what is this? The tautanisi. If I by mistake say kana, aina fa'il, you will have to correct me. And you will say, Brother Asif, there is no fa'il here. Kana does not have a fa'il. Kana has a ism. And sometimes I will deliberately say that and wait for correction from you. Whether are you sleeping in the class or you are awake? Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So, kanat, kana is the verb. Where is the ism? Mustatir. See, it's a muannas, kanat. So, ism is mustatir. Takadiruhu hiya. Okay? It goes to the yadullu ala majalla. Oh, fine, kanat. Okay, brother, where is the khabar kana? What is tahta? Zarfan, what will you say? Shibu jumla khabar. Are you with me? Tahta, brother, let's get used to it. Zarf, if it comes as a khabar, we say right away. Shibu jumla khabar. And then, after tahta, what comes? What comes after tahta? Mudaf ilayhi. We won't say tahta mudaf, Brother Hasan. We will only say zarf. But then it will have mudaf ilayhi. So where is our mudaf ilayhi, brothers and sisters? Dhaka, which is zalika. And what is the...
Your book says zalika.
Okay, zalika or dhaka, same thing, brothers and sisters. Now, zalika is mudaf ilayhi. And what is mudaf ilayhi? Majroor. It is always majroor. And what is this new, next noun? What is the next noun now? Badal, mashallah, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. Don't you feel interesting, brother? When you know all these things now, you can figure out that this is badal. This is badal. Alhamdulillah. Why it is majrur? Or is it kitabi or kitaba or kitabu? Kitabi. Why it is kitabi? Mubdal minhu, because zalika is majrur because of its being a mudafilehi. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Now Bilal is saying, ahadihi hiya, is this it? His father is saying, la, al-majallatu zatu gilafil asfari. Okay, but then here you got to be very careful. Al-majallatu. What is al-majallatu? Mubtada. Now read the sentence. Where do you find the khabar? Zatu is your khabar. In this case, zatu is not naat. So zatu is the khabar. Put a line after al-majallatu. Put a line so that you know you are separating mubtada and khabar. Are you with me, Brother Muhammad?
Yes.
Put a line, mashallah. So zatu is your khabar, wa huwa mudaf, and then gilafi mudaf ilayhi, and what is al-asfari? Naat for gilafi, mashallah. Marwanu is saying, hiya indi. What does he say? Hiya indi, it is with me, it is with me. And what does he say? Akhas tu ha al yawm. Akhas tu ha. How many words I am saying? Akhas tu ha. Fi'al, fa'il, maf'ulun bihi. Okay? Al yawma zarf. Now, brothers and sisters, yesterday we did azunnu. Are you with me? No, this is mudariya. Did you write madi besides it? I did write on the board. What is a madi? Zanna. What is it, brother? So whenever a new word, verb, whenever new verb comes, if it is madi, you should try to write down mudariya. If it is mudariya, you should try to write down madi. Now the new verb is coming. Yarinnu. Yarinnu. What is madi? Ranna. Ranna. To ring, it rang. Okay, yarinnu rings. Are you with me? To ring, or you can say to sound. The bell sounded. To sound or to ring. Sounds, you know, the telephone bell rings, the doorbell rings, you know, or the doorbell sounds. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Okay. Yarinnu is mudariya. What is madi? Ranna. You just keep it there in your book. Okay. Yarinnu jara su. What is jara su? Bell. Okay. So, brother, what is jara su? File. Because now you know it is marfu and has to be file. Bell rings. Yarinnal jarasu means the bell rings. Fa yakumu, fa is so, ataf. Yakumu. What is the madi? Kama. What is the madi? Kama. Yakumu. The same thing. Qala yakulu. Kana yakunu. Are you with me? We will go further in detail later on, inshallah. So, brothers and sisters, we have kama, stood up. Yakumu, stands. Okay. Yarinul jarasu, the bell rings. So, Marwan stands. Wa yaftahu al-baba. And he opens the door. Okay. Fa yakumu. Yakumu is the fi'l. Where is the fa'il? Marwanu. And then waw ataf comes. And yaftahu is your mudari'a also. Fataha. Fataha yaftahu. And where is the file? Mustatir, brother. Al-Baba is the mafulun bihi. Fine, brother. Watadkhulu akhwatuhu tadkhulu dakhala yadkhulu. Bab Nasara, remember? Dakhala yadkhulu. Yadkhulu. Where is the file for tadkhulu akhwatu? Akhwatuhu, how many words are there? Mudaf, mudaf ilay. Akhwatuhu, two. Akhwatu, mudaf. And who? Mudaf ilay. Tadkhulu, brothers and sisters, because the file is muannas. You cannot say yadkhulu. If they were brothers, then we would have said yadkhulu ikhwatuhu. Or here, it is akhawatuhu. So muannas, so it is tadkhulu. You got to understand why it is tadkhulu, brother. Fine. Now the sisters are entering. What are they doing now? Al-banatu. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother, when you go on the website of Medina University, it's very beautiful. Everything is, you can hear the sound of group of feminine, you hear in groups saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and then all the boys, means their brothers, are saying wa alaikum assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So please do go to the website. It is a treasure waiting for you to discover. Very good, brothers and sisters. Now the father is saying, when the father was addressing his son, he said, Aina zahabtum. Now it is daughters. So what will he say? Aina zahabtunna. Are you with me, brother and sister? See how beautifully Dr. Abdurrahim brings all these sentences. Every sentence has been thought over and specially composed to give us the knowledge of the use of different forms of verb, brother and sister. Everything is very well planned. Every line in these books are well planned and thought over. Aina zahabtum ya banati? Where did you go, O my daughters? What will be the answer? Zahabna. Zahabna. Okay. Zahab and na as a file. Li ziyaratil mudirati. How many words are there? Three. Li, harf jar, ziyarati, ism majrur, wa huwa mudaf, and then al mudirati, mudaf ilay. Oh ho 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 ho. A new word again. Masha. Remember? I will write down. I did write down yesterday. I will write down again today. Brothers and sisters. Masha. What is the root? What is the root? Mashaya. What is the root? So that A is actually Ya. Okay? But remember, no dots are written because it is pronounced as Aleph. Okay? But the root is Meem, Sheen, and Ya. Now, brother and sisters, we learn that at Hunna that Ya becomes visible. Are you with me? So make hunna now. It's so easy. The ya becomes visible. Not only it becomes visible, but it will have a sukoon because hunna is coming as a file. So mashaina. Okay, if I know mashaina, then I'm on 407. Mashaita, mashaituma, mashaitum, mashaiti, mashaituma, mashaitunna, mashaitu, mashaina. Who says Arabic is difficult? But we got to understand it. We got to understand. Don't you find this amazing? And don't you find it fascinating? Brother, I was fascinated by all these things. Once you understand, it's very easy. But brother, you got to work hard. Hard work makes you understand. And hard work makes it easy. Okay, mashayina. Mashayita, mashayituma, mashayitum, mashayiti, mashayituma, mashayitunna, mashayitu, mashayina. So, mashaitunna. What is the meaning of mashaitunna? Did you walk? Did you walk? Mashaitunna am or zahabtunna bisayarati? Or did you go by car? Bisayarati, by car. Albanatu. What is the answer? Mashaitunna, what is the answer? Mashaina. Isn't it? Where is the fi'al? Mashai. And where is the file? Na. Mashaina li'anna. What is this li'anna? Remember, because. Li is harfchar. And then anna is min akhwatu inna. So if anna has come, we must have ismu inna, and it should be mansub. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Very good. Lianna baitaha. Not baituha. Baitaha. Why baitaha? Because baita is ismu anna, mansubun. Baitaha is two words. Mudaf, mudafili. So I will say baita ismu anna, mansubun. Wahuwa mudaf, and then ha mudaf ilayhi. Where is the khabar anna? Karibun. Mashallah. Min madrasa tina. Min madrasa tina. Madrasa tina. So min harf jar, where is ism majrur? Madrasati. Wahuwa mudaf, and na mudaf ilayhi. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? I hope you are comfortable with all this analysis. Because right now, nothing new will come. New things will start coming. Okay, we will start to learn in lesson 10, Mudariya. But you already have some idea of Mudariya. And then lesson number 14, we will learn Amar. But starting lesson number 10, we will start to learn Amar. So you will have a comfortable thing. The new things will come in lesson 16. Till that time, it is Madi Mudariya in its simple form. It is in their simple form, inshallah. Fine, brother and sister. Huwa, brother, what is huwa? Mubtada. Where is khabar? Now again, new zarf is coming. Baina. What is baina? Zarf. Zarfu makan. What is the meaning of baina? Between. What is the meaning of baina? Between. Huwa baina. Baina. That is your zarf. And after zarf comes mudafili. Bainal masjidi wa madrasati. So wa came ataf. Madrasati is mautufun ala masjidi. Mashallah. Translation, brother. Mashaina, we walked because her house is close. It is between the masjid and the school. Mashallah, mashallah. Now another verb. This is also coming. New verbs are coming. I told you, brother, Now the verbs will come in wholesale. The floodgates are open. There will be a deluge of verbs, you know. So here it is another word. Vajada. I won't write mudariya because it changes, you know. He found. What is the meaning of vajada? He found. Do you see vav there? It means it's a weak letter. It's a weak verb. When you see vav and ya in the verb, then they are weak verbs. Means it does not conjugate the way sound verbs conjugate. Vajada, he found. Or in dictionary you will see vajada means to find. Can we conjugate? Ready? Vajada, vajada, vajadu, vajadat, vajadata, vajadna, vajatta, vajattuma, vajattum, vajatti, vajattuma, vajattunna, vajattu, vajadna. He found. She found. I found. Vajattu. You found. Vajatta. You found. You all found. Vajattum. Vajattum. We all found. Vajadna. All sisters, you all found. Vajattunna. They found. Vajadu. They found. Vajadu. He found. Vajada. She found. All mornas. Hunna. They found. Vajadna. I found. Vajattu. You found. Vajatta. We found. Vajadna. You all found. Vajattum. And you all sisters found. Vajattunna. Got the idea, brother? So, fiel and file. Here are we now. What is the verb? Vajattunnaha. How many words are there? Three. Vajad. Remember, with sukun. And then tunna. And then mafulun bihi. Ha. Okay. Fil baiti. Translation, brother. Mashallah, mashallah. Did you find her in the house? See, how beautifully you translate. And you know, in that test paper, your translation was excellent. Very, very few of them made little error there. Excellent, excellent, you know. And that's why I say, I'm so proud of you, brothers and sisters. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Naam. What is the answer? Naam, vajad, na, ha. How many words?
Three.
Vajad, fi'l, na, fa'il, ha, maf'ulun bihi. Okay. Jalasna, how many words? Does it have a maf'ulun bihi? No. Why? Because it is a lazim verb. It is intransitive. Jalasna, indaha. What is inda? Zarf. Will I say here shubu jumla? No. Because jalasna is a jumla failure. Are you with me? Zarf and mudafili. Khalas. I won't say shubu jumla because jalasna is a jumla failure. Fine. Jalasna indaha thulutha. Thulutha sa'atin. Thulutha sa'atin is mudaf, mudafili. You can circle it. Thulutha sa'atin. So what is sa'atin, brothers and sisters? Is a time. But here, thulutha is your zarfu zaman. What is it? Write down. Further explanation will come later on, inshallah. Thulutha is your zarfu zaman. And what is sa'atin? Mudafilehi. Are you with me? Thulutha is your zarfu zaman. And that is why it is mansub. But details will come later on in book 3. And then, sa'atin is your mudaf ilayhi. Fine. Waw is ataf. Kharajna. Kharaj. Kharaj. Kharajna. Kharaj fi'l. Na fa'il. Min baitiha. How many words are there? Min baitiha. Min harf jar. Baiti. Ism majrur. Wa huwa mudaf. Ha mudaf ilayhi. Fis sa'ati, ونصف الساعة چار مجرور الخامسة النعت الساعة الخامسة So when you start with a sentence خرجنا then it is جملة فعلية ما شاء الله Now the mother comes in the picture. This is a drama. We should do it on the stage. okay. How? What is the meaning? Naam vajadanaha. We found her. Jalasna. We sat with her. Thulusa is one third. What is the one third of an hour? 20 minutes. We sat with her 20 minutes. And Kharajna, and we came out from her house. What time did we come out? 5 o'clock. Fisaatil Khamisadi. Got the idea, Brother Abdul Samad? Inshallah. Araitunna. Araitunna. Where is the verb? Ra'ay. And where is the file? Tunna. Araitunna. Oh. Does it need a mafulun bihi? Of course it needs a mafulun bihi. Where is the mafulun bihi? Miknasata. Miknasata. What is the meaning of miknasata? Broom. What we will say in Urdu? Jadu. Sounds a little odd. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Araitunnal miknasata ya banatu?